Mendel and Heredity. Section 3. Modeling Mendel's Laws. Why are Mendel's laws so important? Mendel's laws can be used to predict and understand the results of certain kinds of crosses. Farmers, gardeners, animal keepers, and biologists need to make predictions when they try to breed organisms that have a desired character. Medical professionals need to know about the inheritance of traits in their patients. Graphical models that can help with these tasks include Punnett squares and pedigrees. Using Punnett squares. A Punnett square is a model that predicts the likely outcomes of a genetic cross. The model is named for its inventor, Reginald Punnett. A Punnett square shows all of the genotypes that could result from a given cross. The simplest Punnett square consists of a square divided into four boxes. As Figure 7 shows, the possible alleles from one parent are written along the top of the square. The possible alleles from the other parent are written along the left side. Each box inside the square holds two letters. The combination of letters in each box represents one possible genotype in the offspring. The letters in each box are a combination of two alleles, one from each parent. Analyzing monohybrid crosses. Two kinds of monohybrid crosses are shown in Figure 7. A simple Punnett square can be used to analyze a monohybrid cross. Recall that this cross involves parents who each have a trait that contrasts with the trait of the other parent. The parents may be homozygous or heterozygous. Monohybrid homozygous crosses. Consider a cross between a pea plant that is homozygous for yellow seed color, capital Y, capital Y, and a pea plant that is homozygous for green seed color, lowercase y, lowercase y. The first Punnett square in Figure 7 shows that all of the offspring in this type of cross will be heterozygous, capital Y, lowercase y, and will express the dominant trait of yellow seed color. Other results are not possible in this case. Monohybrid heterozygous crosses. The second Punnett square in Figure 7 predicts the results of a monohybrid cross between two pea plants that are heterozygous, capital Y, lowercase y, for seed color. This cross is more complex than a homozygous cross. About 1/4 of the offspring will be capital Y, capital Y. About 2/4, or 1/2, will be capital Y, lowercase y. And about 1/4 will be lowercase y, lowercase y. Another way to express this prediction is to say that the genotypic ratio will be 1 capital Y, capital Y to 2 capital Y, lowercase y to 1 lowercase y, lowercase y. Because the Y allele is dominant, 3/4 of the offspring will be yellow, capital Y, capital Y, or capital Y, lowercase y, and 1/4 will be green, lowercase y, lowercase y. Thus, the phenotypic ratio will be 3 yellow to 1 green. Using probability. Punnett squares allow direct and simple predictions to be made about the outcomes of genetic crosses. But those predictions are not certain. A Punnett square shows the possible outcomes of a cross, but it can also be used to calculate the probability of each outcome. Probability is the likelihood that a specific event will occur. Calculating probability. Punnett squares are one simple way to demonstrate probability. Probability can be calculated and expressed in many ways. Probability can be expressed in words, as a decimal, as a percentage, or as a fraction. For example, if an event will definitely occur, its probability can be expressed as either 1 out of 1, in words, 100%, as a percentage, 1.0, as a decimal, or 1 over 1, as a fraction. If an event is just as likely to occur as to not occur, its probability can be expressed as either 1 out of 2, 50%, 0.5, or 1/2. probability can be determined by the following formula. Probability equals number of one kind of possible outcome divided by total number of all possible outcomes. Consider the example of a coin tossed into the air. The total number of possible outcomes is 2, heads or tails. Landing on heads is one possible outcome. Thus, the probability that the coin will land on heads is 1/2. Likewise, the probability that it will land on tails is 1/2. Of course, the coin will not land on tails exactly half of the time, but it will tend to do so. The average number of total flips that result in tails will tend to be 1/2. Probability of a specific allele in a gamete. Recall the law of segregation, which states that each gamete has an equal chance of receiving either one of a pair of alleles. If a pea plant has 2 alleles for seed color, only one of the 2 alleles, yellow or green, can end up in a gamete. Probability formulas can be used to predict the probabilities that specific alleles will be passed on to offspring. For a plant that has 2 alleles for seed color, the total number of possible outcomes is 2, green or yellow. The probability that a gamete from this plant will carry the allele for green seed color is 1/2. The probability that a gamete will carry the allele for yellow seed color is also 1/2. Probability in a heterozygous cross. The possible results of a heterozygous cross are similar to those of flipping 2 coins at once. Consider the possible results of a cross of 2 pea plants that are heterozygous for seed shape, capital R, lowercase r. Either parent is equally likely to pass on a gamete that has either a capital R allele or a lowercase r allele. So, the chance of inheriting either allele is 1/2. Multiplying the probabilities for each gamete shows that the probability that the offspring will have capital R alleles is 1/4. The probability that the offspring will have lowercase r alleles is also 1/4. The combination capital R lowercase r has 2 possible outcomes. So, the probability that the offspring will have capital R lowercase r alleles is 2/4, or 1/2. Using a pedigree. Mendel observed several generations of pea plants to see patterns in the inheritance of traits. A simple way to model inheritance is to use a pedigree. A pedigree is a family history that shows how a trait is inherited over several generations. A healthcare worker may use a pedigree to help a family understand a genetic disorder. A genetic disorder is a disease or disorder that can be inherited. If a family has a history of a genetic disorder, the parents may want to know if their children could inherit the disorder. Some parents are carriers. Carriers have alleles for a disorder but do not show symptoms. Carriers can pass the allele for the disorder to their offspring. Figure 8 shows a pedigree for a family in which albinism is present. A body affected by the genetic disorder albinism is unable to produce the pigment that gives dark color to skin, eyes, and hair. Without this pigment, the body may appear white or pink, as Figure 8 shows. A recessive allele causes albinism. The pedigree helps show how this trait is inherited. A pedigree can help answer questions about 3 aspects of inheritance: sex linkage, dominance, and heterozygosity. Sex-linked gene. The sex chromosomes, X and Y, carry genes for many characters other than gender. A sex-linked gene is located on either an X or a Y chromosome, but most are located on the X chromosome. Because it is much shorter than the X chromosome, the Y chromosome holds fewer genes. Females have 2 X chromosomes. A recessive allele on one of the X chromosomes will often have a corresponding dominant allele on the other. Thus, the trait for the recessive allele is not expressed in the female. Males, on the other hand, have an X chromosome and the much shorter Y chromosome. Because it has few genes, the shorter Y chromosome may lack an allele that corresponds to a recessive allele on the longer X chromosome. So, the trait for the single recessive allele will be expressed in the male. Traits that are not expressed equally in both sexes are commonly sex-linked traits. Colorblindness is an example of a sex-linked trait that is expressed more in males than in females. Dominant or recessive. If a person has a trait that is autosomal and dominant and has even one dominant allele, he or she will show the trait. A dominant allele is needed to pass on the trait. If a person has a recessive trait and only one recessive allele, he or she will not show the trait, but may pass it on. So, if a trait appears in a child whose parents lack the trait, it is most likely recessive. Heterozygous or homozygous. If a person is either heterozygous or homozygous dominant for an autosomal gene, his or her phenotype will show the dominant trait. If a person is homozygous recessive, his or her phenotype will show the recessive trait. Heterozygous parents can produce a child who is homozygous recessive. Thus, a recessive trait in the child shows that both parents were heterozygous carriers of the recessive allele. Well, we've reached the end of this section. Before moving on, take some time to demonstrate what you've learned by answering the review questions.